Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, the conversation continues. We're talking about the Florida Gators and a good friend of our show, Buddy Martin. He is a legendary sports writer, radio host, and columnist right there in Ocala, Florida. He's joining us, and we've been talking about the Gators and the quarterback that has stepped up, and that is Treyon Harris. How is his skill set different than Will Grier? And what else does he need to do to improve upon in preparation for the game against Georgia next Saturday?
Great question. Before we address that, as you said, Georgia next week, and that's a big celebration. And I hear there's a big celebration going on out in Texas these days. They tell me that you have a birthday they classify as a rolling birthday, which goes on and on and on and on. And I think that's wonderful. I just want to say happy birthday to you, Alyssa.
Thank
May you have a long and happy occasion.
Thank you so much. I'm holding on to 29, buddy.
You look every bit of it.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, go ahead. Tell me all about Harris.
Yeah, all right. So here's the difference. Grier was a lot more mobile than we thought he was. He was able to run the ball more. One of the things that I like about Treyon Harris is he's not a pure pocket passer because he's not that tall. He can't really look over the lineman. He's 3 inches almost shorter than Will Grier, but he does have the ability to throw the ball on the run. He doesn't read defenses that great. And Grier was just starting to pick up some of that, learning how to get the balls in the hands of their playmakers. I think Treyon is probably – he doesn't have the arm strength, but he has a sense, and he kind of knows where the ball needs to go. I think Treyon has been sadly forgotten. He started 6 games last year.
That's right.
And he won 4 of them. So it didn't like he was a third stringer or a B-teamer coming up to, you know, play the position. So I think Treyon Harris gives him a chance as he gets the ball out quick and gets it to the right people. And remember, this is an offensive line that was so weak. They basically have one guy playing 5 positions, by the way. Obviously not all at one time. But Tripp Thurman is playing every position, and they're worried about just getting through the season because they only have like 6 or 7 offensive linemen. And I know that some of the media outlets up north made a little bit of fun of Florida because somebody wrote, well, Florida's offensive line is so bad, they have a Fordham guy who was a graduate transfer playing starting at tackle. You know, and so someone said the last time Fordham had a famous offensive lineman, it was Vince Lombardi and the 7 blocks of granite. So it turns out that the Fordham guy was played pretty well, and the cohesion, the job Mike Summers done with that offensive line is phenomenal. That was the thing they were able to overcome. Now, can they line up and go at straight at you and beat you nose to nose like LSU? No, they can't do that. They're more of a finesse team. But Treyon Harris can fit this offense. I trust McElwain, except for one thing. He's got to remember that when he plays LSU, there's going to be a trick play somewhere along the line. He got burned, obviously, the trick play with the kicker, scoring a touchdown. And now McElwain, obviously, he's been baptized in the SEC. But back to Treyon Harris, they can win with Treyon Harris. I don't know if they win the championship. They can compete. They're going to be okay if he doesn't get hurt.
Okay, so we focus so much offensively, talking about the quarterback position. But what about defensively? What have we seen from the Florida Gators so far on the defensive end?
Well, as predicted, we thought they'd have an excellent secondary. And they obviously do. I think probably the defensive line doesn't get enough credit. I think they're better than people realize. Bullard's a force, terrific. The linebacker play has been really a bit of a surprise. Antonio Morrison, kind of coming off a bad, terrible injury, has been terrific at the linebacker position. They've got 6 deep in terms of defensive backs. And, the problem is that sometimes they can't get them on the field all at one time, but they've got the depth there. And I think we're going to see anybody tries to put the ball up against this secondary, although Harris from LSU did an excellent job against and burned them, they're going to get the ball picked. And this has been Florida's track record. So Jeff Collins has done a nice job on that defense. And I think, they can hold their own. And actually the defense gives them a chance almost every game. So they're playing pretty good defense.
Columnist with SouthernPigskin.com and GridironNow.com, Buddy Martin is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we're going to shift gears. Talk to me about your buddy, Steve Spurrier. What in the world's going on? He hangs up his visor. I bet it was just to work one-on-one with you and, you know, get this autobiography out, right? He wanted to totally zero in and dial into that, right?
He does have more time. We spent 14 months off and on working on this book, which is his autobiography.
Yeah.
In fact, we've just signed our contract with, I can't say the publisher, but an outstanding publisher.
Congratulations.
So pleased with that. And Steve wants to tell his story in his own words. And this is exactly what it is. It will be his words. We're planning on spending a good deal of time between now and in April till the manuscript is finished. The book should be out next fall. I think people are dying to see what was behind this decision. As several people said to me, did you plan this book this way? Heck no. I didn't plan it that way. Uh-huh. I was as surprised as anybody. Because last time I talked to him, he was full speed ahead and hoping to turn the program around. But something happened to him, either in the Kentucky game or the UCF game, that told him that this wasn't going to be the year and it was time for him to go. And so he knows, he's always known the time and place, and he decided it was time to go. And if you notice, Alyssa, he did not shed a tear when he in his press conference. He just he walked away and said, let somebody else have it. And so I think he made a decision he can live with, even though people will criticize him and call him a quitter. Basically, he doesn't care what people say about him. He's over that a long time ago. But I think when you look at his record and what he's done, second only to Bear Bryant, if he would have stayed and won 14 more games, he would have become the only man in college football history to win 100 games or more at two schools. Wow. They just couldn't get there. He realized he was not effective. He realized that his players, quote-unquote, were not listening to me, and it was time for him to move on. So he made the decision, and he's moving on. And the book, I hope, will be able to tell you his innermost thoughts and what led to that decision.
Buddy Martin, we are flat out of time. Give me just a quick hit. I mean, we know Steve Spurrier. He's passionate. He's enthusiastic. Do you envision him being at another program?
I do not. I think Steve's future is in television. He was on the set of Game Day last week.
He was, true.
I expect they'll be after him. I expect to see him on TV next fall.
Always one of our favorites, Buddy Martin, joining us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is legendary, and you definitely want to check out his work. Columnist with SouthernPigskin.com, GridironNow.com. He does it all. He even, in fact, hosts the Terry Bradshaw Football Show. Always an honor, buddy. Thank you so much. God bless, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thank you, and happy birthday once again, Alyssa.
Thank you, darling. Much more straight ahead as the Big E Sports Show rolls on in hour number one right here at YSR.